Ladies and gentlemen, have you ever seriously considered the question, can we all understand the Bible alike? This is a most important question. Frequently we hear it said that we cannot understand the Bible alike. But I ask, would it be possible that God, in all of His infinite wisdom, provided a plan of salvation so difficult to understand, so unintelligent that all men cannot understand it alike? Does it not seem very strange that in ordinary compositions and documents of man's origin, all men are expected to understand practical matters alike? Yet, we are told by some religionists that we cannot understand the Word of God alike. Surely, such a contention is to cast a reflection upon the integrity and infinite wisdom of Almighty God. Language is an expression of thought. Words are signs of ideas. If a person understands the language, he should understand the thoughts expressed by the language. If he fails to understand the thoughts expressed in the language, he does not understand the language, or the language is meaningless. All who understand a correct sentence must, of necessity, understand it alike. A correct sentence has but one correct meaning, and all persons who understand the sentence understand it alike. We therefore conclude that the Bible is correct, and all people who understand the Bible understand it alike. In reality, the question is, can all men understand the Bible? The teaching of the Word of God is to make all believers in Christ as one. In the very shadow of the cross, Jesus prayed to the Father on behalf of believers in Him, saying, "Sanctify them through Thy truth, Thy Word is truth. As Thou hast sent me into the world, even so I also send them into the world. And for their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also may be sanctified through the truth. Neither pray I for these alone, but for all them which shall also believe on me through their word, that they might be one, as Thou, Father, art in me, and I in Thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that Thou hast sent me." John 17, verses 17 through 21. From this inspired statement, it is evident that all are to believe the truth, by which all are to be sanctified. And by everyone believing the truth, all will be one, as Christ and the Father are one. It would be impossible for all disciples to be one without all understanding the truth alike. Amos the prophet declared, Amos 3, verse 3, "Can two walk together except they be agreed?" My friends, that is not a statement at all the Bible made by God, Christ, the Holy Spirit, or the apostles, whose meaning was designed to divide believers in Christ. A true understanding of any statement of inspiration assures unity of thought, belief, and not divided opinions. Division is unmistakably condemned by the God of heaven. Listen to the exhortation of Paul to the Corinthians when he wrote, "That you all speak the same thing, that there be no divisions among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment." 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 10. I ask you, ladies and gentlemen, how could it be possible for them all to speak the same thing and be perfectly joined together, as the Bible says, in the same mind and of the same judgment, if they did not all understand and believe the truth alike? The answer is obvious. Unity of speech, mind, and judgment would have been absolutely impossible without a like understanding of the truth they had been taught. God is the supreme power and ruler of this universe. All people must understand, believe, and obey the commands of the Lord. And by so doing, all will understand and believe alike if they understand the commands of the Lord. Otherwise, we must accuse God of being the author of a confused law whose commandments are a series of contradictions. If this be true, then unity and oneness of God's people would be impossible, and the prayer of our Lord to His Father was senseless and hypocritical. Furthermore, Paul's statement of the church at Corinth, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no division among you, but that you be perfectly joined together in the same mind, the same judgment, was a statement of a disillusioned heretic if we cannot understand the light. But I assure you, my friends, Paul wrote by inspiration of the Holy Spirit, as he affirmed Galatians 1:11-12, and his exhortation is based upon the foundation of the divine truth. Ladies and gentlemen, I say, God is not the author of a confused law whose commandments cannot be understood. The authoritative commands of a commander-in-chief are expected to be understood and obeyed. It is absurd to ask, can they be understood alike? The Allied armies fought and were victorious in World War II. This victory was accomplished by unity and harmony of each army under authority of a designated command, with unity and harmony of all armies under authority of a designated centralized high command. Each army refused all of the directives and obeyed only the commands of their chief. Can you imagine the completeness of defeat instead of victory had those armies been so foolish as to maintain that they could not all understand alike the commands of the high command? Yet today, many religious leaders would have us believe that we cannot all understand the commands of the high command, God, the divine commander. We can't understand it alike. The Word of God is the authoritative commands of an infallible commander and must be understood alike. Faithful obedience assures an eternal victory and peace for the soul of man in the eternal paradise of God. Beloved, hear me. Are you listening? Let us resolve to heed the commands of the captain of our salvation, Jesus Christ. Let us ignore and reject all other commands. Believe and obey the commands of God, that there may be unity and peace of all of one mind and one soul, in the army of the Lord as we march and fight together for the everlasting crown of victory. Is it possible to understand the Bible? Persons or groups with different views may be misunderstanding the will of God, but they cannot be understanding it while holding to diverse and contradictory views. To the extent that we understand a matter differently, someone misunderstands. The truth is harmonious, not contradictory. No man will ever learn all the revelation of God, that's true. Yet, it is possible for us to know the will of God. It is often said, you understand the Bible one way and someone else understands it another way. In other words, we understand the Bible differently. This conclusion is utterly impossible. Although there are incidental details about which it is not necessary always to agree, yet, my friends, the matters we're talking about involve the fundamental doctrine of Christ and the principles of New Testament Christianity. In these cardinal doctrines, such as the inspiration of the Bible, the deity of Christ, salvation through Christ and His church, we either understand or misunderstand. When people understand such matters differently, surely someone is in error. The God of the Bible has not revealed or authorized a dozen different doctrines concerning faith, repentance, baptism, worship, church government, or any of the other vital teachings of the Scriptures. Therefore, it is misleading to speak of understanding the Bible differently. The truth of the matter is, we simply understand or misunderstand. To the extent that people understand it differently, somebody misunderstands it. May one actually understand the truth? If one cannot understand the truth, is it not foolish to seek for truth? When Jesus said, ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free, he not only affirmed that one may know the truth, but to know the truth is to understand the truth. We must conclude, therefore, that if men may understand the truth, they must of necessity understand it alike. Divine truth has but one meaning, and if we understand the meaning, we must understand alike. God does not engage in double talk. The only alternative to this conclusion is to affirm that one cannot know the truth. If one contends that we cannot know, understand the truth, he places himself in a rather ridiculous position of contending that he does know the truth, but one cannot know the truth. If one cannot know the truth and understand the truth, obviously, he cannot know the truth that there is no truth to understand. Truth is absolute, not relative, because divine truth is from God, as you read in John chapter 8, verses 26 through 45. Absolute truth from God must be understood alike. In John 8:30, it is revealed that, as he spake these things, many believed on him. The fact that they believed on him is evident of the fact that they understood what they heard as he spoke to them. One cannot believe until he hears and understands the truth, as you read in Romans 10:14. Understanding and believing the truth produces one faith, Ephesians 4:5, Romans 10:17. Question: if truth is relative, and we cannot understand and believe the truth alike, how could the truth, the Word, produce one faith? Understanding the truth means understand the truth alike, and understanding the truth and believing the truth produces one faith, the Bible says. The understanding and belief of the truth is manifested in what one does. The inspired writer declared, "And hereby we know that we know him if we keep his commandments. He that saith, I know him and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. But whoso keepeth his word, in it verily hath the love of God been perfected. Hereby we know that we are in him, and he that saith, he abideth in him, ought also to walk even as he walked." 1 John 2, verses 3 through 6. The early Christians, who understood and believed the truth, walked by the same rule of truth. The apostle wrote, "For I rejoice greatly when brethren come and bear witness unto thy truth, even as thou walkest in truth. Greater joy have I none than this, than to hear of my children walking in truth." 3 John 3 and 4. And it would be well to remember the prophet said, "Shall two walk together except they have agreed?" Amos 3, verse 3. To understand and believe the truth alike is to be able to grow in the knowledge of truth. Paul wrote, "That ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to walk worthily of the Lord unto all pleasing, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God." Colossians 1, verses 9 and 10. The Apostle Peter admonished Christians to grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. 2 Peter 3:18. If we understand the truth, we must understand it alike. That is no way to grow in the knowledge of truth without understanding. We know the Word of God can be understood alike because God in His mercy has made the Scriptures understandable to man. In numerous passages, men are commanded to hear and understand the will of God. Would the God of grace and mercy command men to do something impossible? Hear the words of the Apostle Paul when he said, "Wherefore be ye not foolish, but understand what the will of the Lord is." Ephesians 5:17. And on one occasion, Jesus himself called a multitude to gather and said to them, "Hear and understand." Matthew 15, verse 10. Beloved, would it not be a reflection on God if the Bible is not understandable? Would it not reflect on His power and intelligence if He wanted to make it understandable but could not do so? Would it not reflect on His love and goodness if He could have made it understandable but would not do so? My friends, we read in the New Testament where Christ, at the close of His personal ministry, set in motion the chain of understanding that culminated in the establishment of the church and the preaching of the gospel. Yes, the Lord commanded, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved." Would the Lord give authority to preach the gospel and man's salvation depending upon his believing and obeying the gospel, and yet he could not understand? When the 3,000 obeyed the gospel on the day of Pentecost, did they understand what they were doing? Were there several different doctrines concerning salvation preached on that day? I submit to you that they understood what they heard. The Bible says they were pricked in their hearts, and they cried out and said, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" They were told what to do, namely, repent and be baptized for the remission of your sins. Acts chapter 2 and verse 38. They understood. The Bible says so. They that gladly received his word were baptized, and that day about 3,000 souls. They didn't have any difficulty in understanding the word of God alike. My friends, are you listening? May I say to you that after having declared that freedom from sin and bondage is attained through the knowledge of the truth, in John 8, 30, 31, and 32, Jesus explained why some did not understand the truth. In his confrontation with the Jews, he said, "Why do ye not understand my speech? Even because ye cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father is your will to do." John 8, 43, 44. They did not understand, Jesus declared, because they were too stubborn-hearted and too steeped in tradition to hear the Lord's word. They wanted to do their thing, what they wanted to do, rather than what God wanted them to do. Furthermore, they were resolved to follow their leader, the devil, rather than follow the Lord. I say, my friends, it is just as true today. Many people do not understand the word of God because God's truth is in conflict with their views and their ways. Often such unbelievers pervert the meaning of God's word because it doesn't suit them and is in conflict with their beliefs and practices. They may even detest the truth and stubbornly resist the truth. In such cases, they do not even have a disposition to understand the word of God. What is so amazing is the fact that some intelligent people, quite capable of understanding even complex declarations and equations, may obstinately embrace false doctrines, promote and practice error, rather than accept the simple truth of God. Actually, this means that such people do not believe God. Now let the Bible answer. Like Jesus said, they are of their father the devil, Jesus said. The conclusion, therefore, must be, some people do not understand the word of God because they are in collusion with the devil. The devil is a master deceiver. He wants no one to understand and obey the truth. Remember, Jesus warned that even some of the people of that day were taught the truth. But, he said, "Then cometh the devil and taketh away the word from their heart, that they may not believe and be saved." Luke 8, verse 12. Do not, my friends, let the devil keep you from understanding the word of God.